Holos Rusinjev Amerika.
Dobri večer, dame i panove, i vitajte na relaciju Holos Rusinjev Amerika. Prihodimo k vam každu nedelju na stanicu Rusin FM, vaše rusinske radio, o 5.15 godine u Pittsburghu, a 5.10 godine u Prijašovi. Ja jem Din Plovka, a dneska je nedelja 4. juna 2023. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Holos Rusinjev Amerika. Voice of Russians in America, the Carpatho Russian Society Heritage Program, brought to you each and every Sunday over the airwaves or the internet waves of Rusin FM, Sundays at 3:30 p.m. Eastern, 9:30 p.m. Central European Time. You can listen to our archives any time of the day or night, c-rsmedia.org. I am your host, Dean Poloka, and today is Sunday, June 4th, 2023. No, your radio isn't going bad. My voice is going low. I have just gotten over a pretty nasty cold, so I'm still sounding a little froggy here, if you want to call it that. So please bear with my voice today. Hopefully next week, everything will be back to somewhat normal. We're going to start off today's broadcast by going to Folklorny Ensemble Sharish. This was recorded in 2006 when they were here in America. It is Ivanku Ivanku and Pochekai Nyamiloy. Then we go to Lemkovina with Mama Bought Me a Cow. Kupili Mi Mamka Chorovu.
Up.
Even though this broadcast is sponsored by the Carpatho Rusyn Society, we need your support, ladies and gentlemen, to help keep us on the internet. If you would like to make a donation, please get in touch with me, Dean Poloka, at area code 412-877-9351. 412-877-9351. Or you can send me some email at this address, dean.poloka@gmail.com. dean.poloka@gmail.com. Or you can contribute online by going to our parent page, the Carpatho Rusyn Society, c-rs.org. Hover over Donate and click Rusyn Heritage Radio Program. c-rs.org. Donate. Rusyn Heritage Radio Program. The annual Simply Slavic Festival that takes place in downtown Youngstown, Ohio, will take place Friday, June 16th from 5 until 11 p.m. and Saturday, June 17th from noon until midnight. This takes place on Federal Plaza East and the Central Square in downtown Youngstown, Ohio. The event will include live music, folk dance performances, homemade food, children's learning areas, educational exhibits, and ethnic vendors. A full weekend of entertainment and education is planned, and admission is only $5. Children 12 years and younger will be admitted free. Sulkura, the band that I'm in, formerly known as Rusinska Betyare, will be playing at this event. We are scheduled for Saturday, June 17th at 1:30 p.m. So come and see the Carpatho Rusyn representation by the band Sokira Saturday, June 17th at 1:30 p.m. Other acts that will be performing on Friday the 16th, you have the Udsrtsa Tamburitsyns. You also have the Tatra Mountain Cultural Foundation dancers, our good friends from Orkestar Zabava, and the Chardon Band from Chardon, Ohio. Saturday, you have groups such as the Happy Hearts Junior Tamburitsyns, more of our good friends After Sokira, Living Traditions Folk Ensemble, the Nochne Sove, Tambora Band, Selo Croatian Ensemble, the Zaps, Kashtan, Tatra Mountain Cultural Foundation, dancers again, Del Sinchak Orchestra, very popular polka orchestra, and our good friends from Harmonia. At 10 p.m., they will have a Vatra lighting followed by acoustic music by Harmonia. So that is the Simply Slavic Festival, Friday, June 16th from 5 p.m. till midnight, Saturday, June 17th from noon until midnight. For more information, visit their webpage, simplyslavic.org. simplyslavic.org. Maruso, Maruso, Maruso moja, Maruso, Maruso, Maruso moja, kto to mi dovolil zaručiti ťa, kto to
Anisja. Mam ja doma brata i starszą sestrę. Mam ja doma brata i starszą sestrę. Oni mi kazali, co za miśpidu. Oni mi kazali, co za miśpidu. Pavdeća Petra Ivanovića. Daj ne znaju šo robe, či pokenu, či ljube. Daj ne znaju šo robe, či pokenu, či ljube. Išao gi dođera selo, sjade se svitelo. Dok od troho domu prošao, tam se zaselo. Išao gi dođera selo, sjade se svitelo. Dok od troho domu prošao, tam se zaselo.
On today's Historic Focus, we will discuss Ivan Kovach, a Russian lawyer, politician, and teacher. Ivan Kovach was born June 2, 1912, in the village of Zharich, which is now in Ukraine. He graduated from the Russian Gymnasium in Mukachevo, studied at the Charles University in Prague, the University of Poznan in Poland, and the Hungarian universities in Pécs and Budapest. During his studies in Prague, he was an organizer of the Russian Russophile Student Associations, Centralny Soyuz Podkarpatskich Studentov, and the Soyuz Ruskoy Molodozhi Karpatskoye Rusi. He was also editor of the newspaper Nash Karpatoruski Golos. In 1938, he became a member of the Central Ruskoy Narodna Rada, which was Russophile in their political stance, and supported their efforts to realize the right to autonomy of Podkarpatska Rus within the sovereignty of the First Czechoslovak Republic. The disintegration of Czechoslovakia and the subsequent occupation of Podkarpatska Rus by Hungary in 1939 was a personal tragedy for Kovach. He was deemed by the Hungarian authorities as politically unreliable and placed under police surveillance. After the invasion of the Soviet Union by Germany and the declaration of war by Hungary, he was interred and sent to the so-called labor camp. The destruction of the 1st and 2nd Hungarian armies in the Battle of Stalingrad forced the Hungarian government to declare total mobilization in the country, during which even politically unreliable persons were mobilized into the army. In the spring of 1943, Kovach enlisted and was sent to the Eastern Front. In 1944, during the retreat of Hungarian troops from Ukraine, he organized a desertion of soldiers of Russian origin. He was betrayed, though, and threatened with the death penalty. His life was saved by the rapid penetration of Soviet troops into the territory of Hungary after Romania withdrew from the alliance with Germany. From September 1944, Kovach worked as an interpreter in the staff of the 2nd Ukrainian Front under the command of Marshal Malinovsky. In January 1945, he was appointed by the temporary Hungarian government with the consent of the Allied Control Commission on the territory of Hungary and its chairman, Soviet Marshal Voroshilo, as the representative of the Hungarian Red Cross for the repatriation of Hungarian citizens from German concentration camps based in Prague. After completing this task, he applied for renewal of his Czechoslovak citizenship and proceeded to revive the Russian Student Self-Help Associations in Prague. He founded the student newspaper Zvezda and the magazine Kostyor. He participated in the publication of the encyclopedic almanac Prajshevshchina. In October 1948, Kovach was arrested by the STB, the Czechoslovak secret police, and accused of participating in the fascist movement in Podkarpatska Rus in the 1930s under the leadership of Stefan Fencik. It was later proven that this arrest had been made at the behest of the Soviet Secret Service. At the beginning of 1949, the STB handed him over to the agents of the MGB, Ministry of State Security, which was the predecessor of the KGB. Secretly, through Vienna and Budapest, he was taken to Moscow. Kovach was sentenced by the infamous Special Advisory Board of the MGB to 10 years in prison. He never signed the verdict, as he considered it a result of manipulation. He spent 7 years in the Gulag. His fellow prisoners were the Russian writer Alexander Solzhenitsyn and the Hungarian writer Janos Rozsas. A relative of Kovach smuggled his 3-year-old son, Georg, across the border to Germany in his backpack, then emigrated with him to the United States. The son of Ivan Kovach was also threatened with being taken back to the USSR and placed in an orphanage. Now, Georg, is a successful American director known as George Kovach and was the director of the Berkeley Theater in California. During the negotiations between the presidents of the United States and the Soviet premier, Reagan and Gorbachev, in 1988 he was a member of the American delegation, and after 40 years he had the opportunity to finally meet his father. On September 10, 1956, with the beginning of Khrushchev's reforms, the accusation against Kovach was dropped and he had permission to leave Czechoslovakia. In Prague, at the train station, however, an unpleasant surprise awaited him. An arrest by STB agents and another year in the prison at Pankratz. After a year, he was released without explanation and settled in Košice. He taught Russian at the Pavel Shafarik University, organized annual Pushkin festivals of Russian poetry, and headed the local Russian club for 25 years. In the 1960s, he argued sharply with the Ukrainianizers of the Rusyns from Preshow. He wrote interesting memoirs, but they could not be published in communist Czechoslovakia. They were smuggled to the United States through relatives and stored in Solzhenitsyn's All-Russian Memoirs Library in Vermont. Ivan Kovach died November 12, 2002, in Košice.
yours and mine. They had a plan to stay strong in time.
I think that the GCU is a wonderful place for families to be close together and to have social activities together. There's so many more opportunities for kids that they're trying to bring us all in as families with the bowling, with the basketball.
I joined the GCU because of my wife. 51 years old, I'm a structural engineer. I work for a company that designs and builds broadcast towers. Been married for 28 years, have two children, daughter 21, a son 17. I participated in the National Golf Tournament, the National Bowling Tournament, in some district events. That's a good organization, very family-oriented.
GCU for life, GCU for life.
Fraternally yours.
For more information on member benefits such as life insurance, annuities, and Medicare supplement plans that the GCU offers, please give them a call toll-free at 1-800-722-4428. That's the GCU, 1-800-722-4428. The Carpatha Russin Society will hold an online Zoom seminar Monday, June 26, beginning at 7:30 p.m. Eastern. A glimpse into our own mythical ancestral Carpathian past. Researchers and writers in a liminal space and time. This seminar will be presented by Dr. Patricia Krafchik, who is Professor Emerita, the Evergreen State College in Olympia, Washington. At the close of World War I, the remote northern counties of the Hungarian Kingdom were added to the new country of Czechoslovakia as Podkarpatska Rus. Many of our ancestors had already emigrated from the historic borderland territory of Podkarpatska Rus by that time. They knew what they had left behind. But much of that territory, especially its remote highland villages, was little known in the rest of the Czechoslovak Republic. Russian folklorist Petr Bogatyrev and Czech journalist and writer Ivan Obracht, both highly educated and intensely curious, were two of many who traveled to the region during the interwar period. They immersed themselves deeply into the socio-cultural life, and from their own diverse perspectives, and in accordance with their professional training, left a wealth of information which uncovered the reality of the place and its ethnic communities. Who were they? Why did they venture to this region? What did they find? What did they leave for us in their respective work? Professor Pat Krafchik will tell you all about this on Monday, June 26th, with the CRS online seminar, A Glimpse into Our Own Mythical Ancestral Carpathian Past, Researchers and Writers in a Liminal Space and Time. If you are a CRS member, you will have this in your email as well as your profile. If you go into the c-rs.org and sign in, it's under events. Or if you are interested in this, send me a message and I will get you the information. Again, it's Monday, June 26, 7:30 p.m. Eastern. This is a Zoom seminar. You can give me a call at 412-877-9351 or send me email dean.paloka@gmail.com. Thank you for joining me today on Holose Rusinju Amerika, Voice of Russians in America, the Carpatha Russian Society Heritage Program, along with my froggy voice. Hope it wasn't too bad. Please join me again next Sunday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern, 9:30 p.m. Central European Time, here on Russin FM for another broadcast. If you would like to listen to our archives any time of the day or night, please visit our media page, c-rsmedia.org, c-rsmedia.org, or visit our parent site, the Carpatha Russian Society, at c-rs.org. c-rs.org, and remember, you can listen to this channel any time of the day or night, 24/7, 365. Wonderful Russian broadcasting. They have all the Russian stuff that you're looking for. And of course, I am talking about Russin FM. Log on to your computer and go to russin.fm, or on your mobile device, go to your app store and download the app. Rusin FM. We'll see you all next Sunday. Trimajtesya krasny tyzden. Z Bohom.
Dziewczyno, Maryczko, hej mila, najkrajsza dziewczyno. Za Dunaj, za Dunaj, za Dunaj szeroki, zawdę me kochania, przyjdu za trzy roky. Za Dunaj, za Dunaj, za Dunaj szeroki, zawdę me kochania, przyjdu za trzy roky.
Michalku, hej milej, harninky, szuhajku. Michalku, hej milej, harninky, szuhajku. Za Dunaj, nasza ljubow gori. Jdeš daleko, srdenko zaboli. Za Dunaj, naša ljubov horí. Keď pojdeš daleko, srdenko zaboli.
jer pidete, pit bili šla jer pidete. Više služi ne budete, pit bili šla jer pidete, pit bili šla jer pidete. Pit bili šla jer pit kustku, pit bili šla jer pit kustku, više ne pide.
Rusinjev Amerika.